The Squirrel and the Porcupine. Written by Patricia Oliver. Illustrated by Miguel Angel Chavez. Genre. In an animal fantasy, the animal characters talk and act like people. The next story is about a squirrel who makes a special friend. Question of the week. How can we look at things in a different way?
Sally the Squirrel and Perry the Porcupine lived in the forest. Sally was a typical squirrel. She climbed up trees and ate nuts and acorns. Perry, however, was an unusual porcupine. He slept all night and was out all day. The opposite of other porcupines. He had no porcupine friends, and other animals thought he was odd. Sally had many friends and loved them all. But she knew she should avoid foxes, snakes, hawks, and the odd porcupine. "He may be harmless, but everyone says he's strange," she thought. One day, Sally went for a walk in the forest. She climbed up a few trees and ate a lot of acorns. Then she thought she would sit in the sun and relax. As she was chewing on a piece of wood, she suddenly heard a noise. It was the strange, sleepless porcupine. She quickly climbed up a tree. Perry the Porcupine looked up and saw Sally on a tree branch.
"Hello, squirrel," he said happily.
Sally thought, "I'll ignore him."
"I'm Perry. What's your name?" asked the porcupine. "I just want to talk. I'd love to have a friend," he added.
But there was no response. Perry sighed and walked away. Sally went back home, feeling a little uncomfortable.
"Guess what, Mom?"
she called as she opened the door.
"I met a strange porcupine who walks around the forest all day."
"Oh, really?" asked Mom. "And what happened next?"
"He wanted to talk, but I ignored him," said Sally proudly.
"Why would you do that?" asked her mom.
"Everyone says he is odd," said Sally. "He isn't like other porcupines."
Mom suddenly became sad. "I don't think he's odd. We are all different. That's what makes us special." Sally felt uneasy and decided to ask Dad for his opinion. Dad listened to Sally's story carefully. His face looked as serious as Mom's.
"Imagine someone treated you like that," he said. "How would you feel?"
Sally's eyes filled with tears. But then she said,
"I'll talk to Perry the Porcupine and apologize."
Her parents nodded and smiled. Sally ran out and jumped from tree to tree looking for Perry. She found him in a nearby glade.
"Hi, Perry. My name is Sally. We met earlier today."
Perry looked surprised.
"Hi, Sally,"
he replied.
"I'm sorry I was rude before," said Sally. "Let's be friends."
"Don't worry, I already forgot about it,"
said Perry and smiled.
"Friends don't get upset over little things."
The two then went for a walk around the forest. Sally introduced Perry to her friends. They couldn't believe how nice the porcupine was. They felt surprised and a little embarrassed. When Sally got back home in the afternoon, her parents were preparing dinner.
"Did you talk to Perry?" asked Mom.
"I did, and you were right. He's a very special friend."